Here at The World, we've been covering the Ig Nobel Awards for years. As you probably know by now, these are awards given to researchers whose work, quote, cannot or should not be reproduced. It's all tongue-in-cheek, of course, meant to make you laugh at first, then think. And this year's award theme is food, which caught the attention of The World's Clark Boyd.
Ah, the high-rise coffee shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Harvard Yards, a stone's throw away, and I swear you can almost smell the intelligence in here. Or maybe it's the chicken salad. Anyway, this is a regular haunt for Ig Nobel founder Mark Abrams. Tomorrow night, he'll MC his 24th Ig Nobel ceremony. Abrams often meets up here with Corky White, a food anthropologist at Boston University. 2 months ago, they cooked up an idea. Since this year's Ig Nobels are all about food, why not do a cookbook? Abrams says they started asking previous winners for recipes.
We were scared. Look who we're asking. If you knew that a man had been the first scientist to notice, let alone take notes on and publish a report about homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck, would that be the first person you would ask for a recipe for food for you to eat?
Okay, more about that mallard duck thing in a minute. Suffice to say, Abrams and White got flooded with responses. And so, the Ig Nobel cookbook was born. White calls some of the recipes daring.
I do not believe we have a waiver in the cookbook that exempts us from responsibility should anybody make one of these recipes and find it, at best, inedible, at worst, explosive.
Take, for example, the scientist who won an Ig Nobel for research involving dead salmon and MRI machines. For the cookbook, they offered up, voila, a way to cook salmon in an MRI machine.
Among the instructions in that one is to remove all safety devices, dismantle all safety devices from the MRI. I think it also requires that the cooks leave the room while it's buzzing.
People, even if you had a waiver, don't try that at home. There's also a cake recipe provided by the Italian psychiatrist who discovered that during the first 6 months of romantic love, the brain behaves quite a bit like it does in obsessive-compulsive disorder. Duh. Mark Abrams' favorite recipe?
Fartless herring.
Yes, you heard that right. Swedish scientists came up with that one.
They discovered, this had been completely unknown to human beings, apparently, that herrings seem to communicate by farting. They have a fair amount of proof on this. One of those Swedish scientists gave us his recipe, his favorite recipe for preparing herring. Fartless herring.
As for my favorite recipe from the book, let's get back to that duck we were talking about earlier. To get the full story, I called up Kees Moeliker. He's a curator at the Natural History Museum in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And from a young age, he studied birds. And since 1995, more specifically, ducks.
I became deeply involved in anything ducks do. That's not in the biology books.
It all started innocently enough. Moeliker was just sitting in his office.
There was a male mallard that flew against the glass window of my office at the museum and got killed because it crashed against the glass. And the moment the duck landed, a live duck showed up, same species, same sex.
Moeliker got his camera and his notebook and documented the intimate moment that followed. He eventually wrote it up and then won an Ig Nobel for his research. So when it came time to contribute a recipe to the cookbook, yeah, duck. Moeliker's recipe is pretty simple. Pluck your duck, prep it, and cook it whole in butter. In the Ig Nobel cookbook, Moeliker's recipe is illustrated with photos of the original incident. I asked him if he thought that would put people off trying to fix the dish.
Well, I don't think people should be afraid to eat a duck that's done something strange.
Noted. By the way, I'm assured that this is only volume one of the Ig Nobel cookbook. Whew, I'll bring my fire safety goggles along for volume two and top up my life insurance. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.